SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. At a campaign rally in Newton, Iowa Saturday, former President Trump pledged to remember ordinary Americans.
Under our leadership, the forgotten man and woman will be forgotten no longer. You'll be forgotten no longer. Remember the term? I'd use it in 2016 a lot. And they were not forgotten. They were not. But now they're forgotten again.
Mr. Trump is leading in all polls against his GOP challengers with the Iowa caucuses just around the corner. Wisconsin's Democratic governor says Donald Trump should remain on the ballot in his state. White House correspondent Greg Clugston fills us in.
Governor Tony Evers opposes efforts to keep Trump off the ballot in his battleground state. He says anyone who thinks the former president should be disqualified can vote against him. The Wisconsin governor also offers some advice to President Biden's re-election campaign. He tells the AP that Joe Biden must be a frequent visitor to the state and focus on issues that matter to the middle class, not just the argument about preserving democracy. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A new online application designed to make applying for federal student aid easier went all live this past week, but it didn't work for a lot of people. That's led to worry and frustration for some students and parents. The free app for federal student aid typically opens at the beginning of October. It was delayed 3 months for the relaunch. Now it doesn't work. Department of Education say they're trying to get the bugs out, and they'll do it as fast as they can. Polish farmers who had blockaded a border crossing to Ukraine have ended their protest after reaching an agreement with the government. The farmers' frustration was one of the challenges facing the new Polish government of Prime Minister Donald Tusk, who is trying to support Ukraine while also addressing the demands of Polish agriculture and the truckers. This is SRN News. A federal appeals court says Texas does not have to accept abortion guidance from the Biden administration.
Abortion opponents have been challenging the emergency care law guidance in multiple states, including Texas, where the state also joined the lawsuit after they won at the district court level. The Biden administration appealed to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals that's just been rejected by a three-judge panel. Opponents say Texas law already allows abortions to save the life of a mother, but that the federal guidance goes too far. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Preparations are underway for the annual March for Life here in Washington, D.C. This year, the event will take place on January 19th, beginning with a downtown rally and then the march to Capitol Hill. The march continues despite the repeal of Roe v. Wade because organizers say they want to influence the decisions being made at the state level about abortion. This is SRN News. Florida residents can now begin importing cheaper prescription drugs from Canada.
It's the first time any U.S. state has used the approach in all those years of frustration with U.S. drug prices. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed the plan into law in 2019, but it required approval by the FDA. Importing cheaper drugs has long been popular with patients and consumer groups, but faced years of pushback by the pharmaceutical industry. Both President Biden and former President Trump supported importing medications to help lower costs. John Scott reporting.
Today is Sunday, January the 7th, and on this date in history, 1608, an accidental fire devastated the Jamestown settlement in the Virginia colony. On this date in 1789, America held its first presidential election. Voters chose electors who, a month later, selected George Washington to be the nation's first ever chief executive. This is SRN News.